Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. I'm J. Mark Horst, your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Every week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 21 other major languages. If you're tuning in to Hope for Today for the first time, then we welcome you. And if you've been a regular listener for a long time, we're glad you're here too. If you have been blessed by these weekly programs, we encourage you to tell others about it. Invite them to listen too, and give them the information where they can tune in. On each program of Hope for Today, we take a portion of God's Word and explain what it means and how it applies to our lives today. If you are not yet a follower of Jesus, then much of what we say won't make sense to you. But you can understand if you will open your heart to Jesus, because He is the way, the truth, and the life. He has promised to reveal Himself to all those who seek Him sincerely. Now, if you've been tuning in regularly to Hope for Today, you know that we're studying from the Gospel of John. Our Bible teacher for this series is the late Dr. J. Otis Yoder, founder and president of Heralds of Hope. Here he is with today's teaching, Beyond the Material, from John chapter 6 and verses 60 through 65.
We are quite limited by location and the hard facts of life. I don't really know where you are, but wherever you are limited by your location. And being physical, we deal with the material of life. We are up against the hard facts of living from day to day. But our minds can take us beyond the material. The Lord has made it possible for me to travel in some 29 countries of the world. Experience of travel come before my mind right now from different places where I have been. By my mind, I am able to transcend, go beyond the material. By our thought, we can transport ourselves far beyond our material surroundings. Jesus taught us some great truth on this fact. And I want to share it with you from John 6, 60 to 65. I hope you have your Bible open and you can follow me. Therefore many of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said to them, "Does this offend you? What then if you should see the Son of Man going up where he was before? It is the Spirit that makes alive. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe, and who was to betray him. And he said, "Therefore I said to you that no one can come to me unless it was given to him by my Father." In this discourse, Jesus brings together certain facts that prove we can live beyond the material. The first fact is a sensible barrier. These people who murmured at him and said this is a hard saying were depending completely and entirely upon their five senses: touch, taste, sight, hearing, and smelling. Well, they do form our material boundaries. We are aware of the things around us by our five senses. And this was a sensible barrier. They said, "We do not understand what he is saying." It was a hard saying. It was a hard statement. And it was hard for them to break out of their five senses. To do so requires more than the five senses. What does it require? My friend, it requires faith. It requires belief, which is an experience beyond the five senses, beyond the material. Many a person has come up against this barrier and stopped and turned away. But now, my friend, you need not turn away, because this is a sensible barrier, but it is not an impossible one, because by faith you can surmount and pass that barrier. A second fact which Jesus brings together here is a spiritual body. Physical food is for the physical body. We all know that. And physical food for the physical body is necessary. We know that too. And yet Jesus said, "The flesh profits nothing." In other words, there comes an end to the physical body. Death comes. Oh, we are certain by the word of Jesus that he will raise that body again in the last day. But at the same time, there is an end to physical existence in our mortality. That's why Jesus said, "The flesh profits nothing." There's also spiritual food for the spiritual body. Did you notice when I read this that Jesus said, "It is the spirit that makes alive"? And the words that I speak to you are spirit and life. That means that there is a spiritual body. Not only are we physical, my friend, but we are also spiritual. And that is an important truth for you and me to catch hold of. It's a fact that Jesus sets forth here. He said, "The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." That means that there is another existence. There is something beyond the material. We have a spiritual body. Do you know you have a spiritual body? How are you going to feed that spiritual body? You know what to do with the physical body. But how about the spiritual body? It must be fed too. But you can't feed that with physical food. It must be fed with spiritual food. So the material is not all that basic. We need food for the body, to be sure, the physical body. But by the same fact, we need food for the spiritual body, and Jesus said that food are the words that he has spoken to us. That means there is a spiritual body. A third fact which Jesus brings together here is the supernatural bridge. Now, my friend, this is very, very crucial. Right here, we must pay very close attention, because the crucial point is belief. He said, "I know there are some of you who do not believe." Oh, what a whole world of life is shut out by unbelief. What a whole new world is opened by belief. He said, "I know some of you do not believe." And because they did not believe, they shut out for themselves a great world. They did not cross over that supernatural bridge that had been already built. Then Jesus further explains that the crucial way is by the Father. There can be no doubt about that. He said, "Therefore I said to you that no one can come to me unless it be given him of my Father." Very important. The bridge has been built. That's what one of my friends said to me one time. He said, "The bridge has been built. It is Jesus Christ." Now don't try to find another bridge or another way. A supernatural bridge has been built, and you cross over it by faith. It is beyond the material. You too must accept the supernatural bridge which has been built. Then you can go beyond the material. We are made for this. We fit into it once we have accepted the facts that Jesus brings together here. The facts prove to us we are made for life beyond the material, because our senses cannot overcome the barrier. It is there, and it is there. But there's also a spiritual body and a supernatural bridge by which we can go beyond the material.
My friend, do you understand that there's more to our lives than physical existence? If we live 60 or 70 or even 80 years, that's just a short time in comparison to eternity. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15:50, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption." So you see, there has to be a spiritual existence in order to inherit or to receive the kingdom of God. And that spiritual existence is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. He gave his life on the cross so that you and I could have this spiritual existence, eternal life. My friend, I hope this teaching has blessed you. If you have questions, write to us here at Hope for Today. We will take your questions to God's Word, and we will find answers for you. Now, the quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Beyond the Material. We'd be happy to send one to you. And friend, if you do not have a Bible and you cannot afford to buy one, please let us know. We will gladly send a copy of the scripture to you without charge. But this offer is only for those who do not have a copy of God's Word and cannot afford to purchase one. If you meet those qualifications, you may request a copy of the scriptures from us without cost. Now, once again, the quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, and the postal code is 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Beyond the Material. It's available in print or on an audio CD. And ask for your free copy of the Bible if you do not have one and cannot afford to purchase one. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study from John's Gospel with an important message titled, The Final Choice. You don't want to miss it. And until then, I urge you to keep looking for that blessed hope.